Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
I'm Josh Bryant. There are calls to introduce a federal corruption watchdog as the health minister faces more accusations of wrongly claiming travel entitlements. Susan Lee has stood aside while her taxpayer-funded trips to the Gold Coast are investigated. A new bill will be introduced by Senator Nick Xenophon next month to tighten the rules for claiming entitlements. But Dr. Simon Longstaff from the St. James Ethics Centre says that changing the rules won't help.
Any rule, you can find a loophole, and I mean, they'll spend hours and hours trying to get the rules right when I think we all know that there's that basic principle. And if they were able to hold each other and themselves in particular accountable for that, then I don't think you'd find these scandals erupting from time to time.
The father of Azaria Chamberlain, Michael, is being remembered for his fight for justice after his death at the age of 72. The family was thrust into Australian folklore in 1980 when their baby was snatched by a dingo at Uluru and her parents wrongly convicted over the death. The 120-hectare fire that almost destroyed homes in WA near Perth has been contained but is not under control. The alert level for the Upper Swan fire was downgraded from emergency to watch and act as conditions improved yesterday. But the Department of Fire and Emergency Services says it's still a possible threat to lives and homes, with the watch and act remaining in place for areas including Upper Swan and Brigadoon. Up to a third of medical procedures are being conducted unnecessarily. A study published in the medical journal Lancet has found one in five knee replacements carried out in Australia is inappropriate. The Australian Medical Association Vice President Tony Bartone says doctors are doing their best in a rapidly changing world.
We need to keep up to date with the latest findings and latest trends. To that end, with rigorous requirements of ongoing continuing professional development training from our colleges ensures us that we try to keep up to date.
A Melbourne woman shot in the arm after peering over the back fence to find out where gunshots were coming from says she's unlucky to have been hit, but lucky not to have been seriously injured. The woman has returned home from hospital. A man is in a critical condition after being stabbed in the stomach at Bankstown in Sydney's southwest. The 20-year-old was taken to hospital after police found him injured at the White Avenue home last night. Police are still searching for his attacker. Also making news, a happy ending to the search for a missing trio in rising floodwaters in Queensland's far north after they were found safe. In sport, Brad Haddon has helped the Sydney Sixers to a final over victory over the Melbourne Renegades in the Big Bash. Australian Daria Gavrilova has moved past her Hopman Cup disappointment, progressing through to the second round of the Sydney International in straight sets, while also in Sydney, Nick Kyrgios and Bernard Tomic have enjoyed victories in their fast four exhibition matches. And football great Diego Maradona has backed plans to expand the World Cup from 32 to 48 teams. That's news and sport.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.